The transactional data rule. It's something the GSA has instituted to try to move away from the price reduction clause someday, but it's turning out to be a slow and expensive system to get up and running. And who's going to pay? That's been on the mind of Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, it seems like there's some misunderstandings that you've noted between the government and the contractors who have to report on this system.
Tom, that's correct. The transactional data rule, or TDR system, is in its infancy. And to the credit of GSA leaders, they really want to work with industry so that they understand the rule and what's required of them. Unfortunately, in so doing, the transactional data rule and investigating it have really become like peeling back the layers of an onion. Recently, an industry group went out to GSA with over 60 questions about how this rule would impact contractors, how it would be implemented, how much it would cost, things of that nature. And it's what's important to note about that, Tom, is those were 60 questions that came after the comment period and after the publication of the final rule. So presumably by the time you have a final rule on the books, there's some identifiable way forward. Obviously with the transactional data rule, there isn't. There's still confusion. And while government procurement can be complex, if you've got 60 questions about a specific topic, that to me is a pretty good indication that no one really understands what's going on here, and maybe it's time to go back to the drawing board.
Well, if those questions came out after the final rule, that's kind of a was it good for you type of situation. What is it they were asking once the rule is finalized?
Well, they're asking about the types of data that contractors are going to have to submit, the format of the data, how GSA is going to use the data. Questions, frankly, on that front that GSA didn't have very good answers for. I don't know that they've thought it all the way through yet. Who's going to have access to this data? Because it's contractor data that's going to be out on a database that people can look at. Is it going to be only government buyers? If so, how is GSA going to protect that to ensure that the people who are supposed to look at it are the only people who have access to it?
Yeah, because a site like that could easily become the world's biggest reverse auction in some ways.
Well, it certainly could, and I think that's a concern that industry has. Look, you know, this market, the federal market, is very competitive. Contractors try to be competitive, but there are certainly different dynamics that drive this market versus other markets, commercial, federal, other countries, state, local, whatever market you happen to be in. There are different things that drive that. And the concern that industry has is you get these prices for the federal schedule market out there, and those may become factors in other parts of their business.
Someone could see those prices there and say, well, why don't you have the same pricing on this other GWAC somewhere or this other agency contract that's not related to the schedules?
Right, not related to the schedules. Or similarly, you could have, you know, the state of Ohio call up and say, hey, we're buying this stuff too. Why don't we just get the same deal that you're giving to, say, the Department of the Navy? And, you know, there are maybe some bona fide business reasons why those prices are different. But now, you've created more problems for contractors than I think was ever intended, and it doesn't become just a GSA issue. It becomes an issue about how a company does business across its multiple business lines. Look, I understand the drive for GSA to have some sort of transparency for prices that are actually paid on the schedules program. But Tom, there were a number of alternatives that were proposed during the comment period on this rule that GSA could have pursued. Instead, it stuck to the original plan, which is to build and create its own specialized database. And that leads to the other parts of my question. You know, who's going to pay for that? And does anybody really have any idea how much it costs? GSA isn't alone among government agencies in starting down the road on a project like this, only to see the expenses balloon, and at the end, understand that no matter how much money you throw at it, it's not going to work. let's make sure that we have a plan. Let's make sure we have some idea that we're going to be successful before we start committing money and effort to it. Because if your goal is to have a transparency tool, you want a transparency tool. You don't want to have to scrap something 2 years down the road from now and start all over again.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. So there's a rule that's finalized. There's these questions hanging out there, but there's no real system in place yet, correct?
No, there's no system in place yet. In fact, I understand that the technical issues surrounding the development of the database are substantial, even though they're still in the early stages. There seems to be some disagreement about how and whether it's technologically feasible to even put this database together for its intended purpose. And that's a real concern, and it ought to be a concern to GSA as well.
At the same time, the government is working on other databases, such as what agencies put as their outlays under the Data Act, and that's supposed to be coming next year, too. And so maybe GSA is hoping somehow the Data Act output can be related to contract spending?
Well, this is kind of what I'm looking at, Tom. There is nothing particularly magical about the current structure of the transactional data rule. I think it might be better for the agency to wait. Maybe the Data Act information will be able to get them at least part of the way where they need to go. Or maybe they can talk with other agencies and see about emulating the systems that they have in place. There are a lot of ways to get to the goal of having transparency. TDR is not the only road to get there, and in fact, TDR may not be the best road to get there.
And while we have you, a quick question on something that someone contacted you to ask, that they lost their contract manager, I guess kiddingly, in a kiln explosion, in the old Animal House reference, yet you're telling people, doesn't matter, you have got to exercise oversight on what's happening on your contracts, because you call the government an unforgiving mistress when it comes to contract.
Well, that's right, Tom. And while we certainly hope that contract administrators don't die in kiln explosions, the fact is a lot of companies have contract managers leave and go either elsewhere in the company or go to another company altogether. In the meantime, history has shown that companies don't always replace their contract manager the same day that the incumbent leaves. And that leaves a gap. Anytime you have a gap like that, Tom, you have a risk in contract compliance. Your company is continuing to do business with the government, which is good, but there really isn't anyone monitoring the other part of it, which is to make sure that you're doing business consistent with the rules and obligations of your contract. So my point back to my correspondent was that you have to have more than one person looking at your contract, managing your contract. So if there is a change in personnel, you're not missing a beat in terms of ensuring that you remain compliant. Because, look, you want to be compliant in the long run. That's the way that you're going to keep more money. Again, Tom, my mantra is it's not about how much money you make, it's about how much money you keep. And ensuring that you have consistent contract oversight is the best way to do that.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, good advice.
Tom, I appreciate the opportunity. I wish your listeners happy selling.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.